All right. Give me your best impression of Crazy Ralph.
Oh, no. Got a death curse.
You going to Camp Blood, ain't you?
He fucking looks like his bottom lip's swallowing half his face. I think it's got a vendetta against his nose and it's trying to get up there.
Yeah.
I'll let you know before you try to go. Now this is my own show. Not a script or flip could make me stop, so just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to take me off. And oh, what fun. I will tell you what to do and you will get it done. And oh, don't run. You'll find your nightmare here has only just begun. Welcome to my home.
Welcome to episode 43 of Horror for Dummies. I am Tim, and with me back again is the Crazy Ralph himself, Benjamin.
Hi, Tim.
We are the podcast that comes to you every week that teaches a thing or two to the dumbest little guy about the genre we love. This week's lesson is Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Before we continue, I must note that we are a spoiler-filled podcast that will spoil the film we are covering, the main film anyway, but we'll keep the newer film spoiler-free.
Yeah, so either get on board with the fact it's going to get spoiled, yep, or stop right now and go watch the movie.
Yeah, James Moho.
Yeah, Moho.
Spastic, don't get cranky at me.
Fucking silly boy.
Mm. How you been?
Yeah, good, brother, good. Fucking flat out as usual, but yeah, other than that, good.
That's good.
How about yourself, mate? How you feeling?
I'm in a lot of pain right now.
I know you are, you poor soul.
Yeah, so for the people that don't know, I had surgery yesterday, cut open my stomach.
Yeah.
Fixed a hernia, and now I'm on some very, very potent drugs that at the start feel great, but then wear off very quickly, which isn't great.
It's just a fleeting high.
I know. But get
this. You know what the answer to that is? Just take more of them.
Well, yeah, I could. Well, actually, I could, because they're just painkillers, so...
Oh, yeah, because nothing bad ever happens when people take heaps of painkillers.
No, but okay, get this. So, when I woke up, the nurse was telling me that the drugs that I'm on will give you constipation.
Oh, yeah?
And that's something that I cannot have. Because
I was going to say, that sounds horrible. Who wants to be constipated after getting a fucking hernia fixed?
Well, I have a few... I don't actually know how many stitches, because they didn't tell me.
Fair enough.
I have a lot of stitches in my stomach, and my muscles being cut open.
Yeah.
So I can't strain. I can't pick anything up.
Can you poo through the front of your stomach now, if you push hard enough?
No, I haven't got a hole there.
Yeah, but it's only held together by stitches if you push it hard enough.
Stop making me laugh, you cunt.
Like they put a bum on your stomach. You've got a bummick.
Shut up. I can't.
You've got a bummick.
They said that I can't get constipated, and like I'm getting married in 10 days. Next Saturday is when I'm getting married, so yeah, I'm trying to...
You didn't have the best timing on that one.
No, but I couldn't really do anything about that. So I was a bit freaked out about this whole constipation thing. So they gave me some laxative.
Yeah.
But I went a bit extreme with the laxative taking. So I was in the shops doing my weekly shopping today, and I started to feel... My stomach, I felt like shit. And then we got to the counter and Joel's like, wow, you're pale as fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so quickly straightened the car, straight back home, and yeah, I was on the toilet for a good half an hour. So, yeah.
Oh, fuck. At least you managed to make it home.
Yeah, well, I was panicking because we were only halfway through the shop when I started feeling shit.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, dude.
That sucks, man.
So, this episode might be a bit fun. It hurts to laugh. So, Ben, if you could be a sweetheart and not make me laugh.
Sorry, mate, I can't deny the world of my humour. I'm naturally hilarious.
I'm going to be sounding like the Joker when he laughs in this episode. You know that,
So, that's going to make me laugh, and that makes you laugh.
Yeah. this is going to suck.
You fucking peanut.
Stop, please. All right, well, we've got a few movies to talk about. We're going to talk about the original Friday the 13th. On top of that, I'm going to talk to you about two, if that's right with you, two movies that have just appeared on Netflix.
That's fine with me.
One called How It Ends.
Okay.
And another one called Romina.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but we'll get to it. On top of that, we've got another album to review, which is Metal Resistance by Baby Metal.
By Baby Metal.
Yeah. But before we do any of that, let's go and check the mailbag, shall we?
Let's check a mailbag indeed.
Into listener mail.
Listener mail.
Ben, the first person that we have to talk about is the one that calls in every week. Do your honours.
The one, the only, Mr. Alan! Alan Cha-Cha!
Never gets old.
I know, right?
He writes in, "My dudes, the sound wasn't that bad. I could hear it and understand y'all easily, and I have shit hearing. Thank fuck. Sorry about the quality last week. Hopefully it is in the right setting this week." And I'm looking at it right now, it is.
We fucking made sure of that this week.
Yeah. He continues, "Too many shows and too much gunfire." Anyway, enjoyed the episode. Thank you.
Oh, good.
"Thought Me and My Old Lady was a really good song. Tim, you weren't lying about Dexter's daughter. Bless her heart." "In the South, you can say any mean thing you want and follow it up with bless their heart makes it okay." Look.
Is that like when people think you can say whatever you want as long as you say no offense?
Yeah.
"No offense, but you are an ugly cunt."
That's true.
And they're supposed to just not get upset about it.
I know. I've never really understood that. "Looking forward to the Friday 13th shows, as I love that series, even though I said it has a dumb plot. Later, cha-cha." He does have a point. Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Our next one comes in from a Mr. Jordan James Huxley.
Ah, yes. Mr. Huxley.
I believe his first time emailing.
Maybe for listener mail, yeah.
Yeah. He writes, "Sup, Bim10. Not sure how this works or how keen you guys are on purely punk as fuck music, but would be sick if you reviewed Nerdlinger's new album, Happy Place."
Yeah.
"Anyway, cheers, boy." Thank you, Huxley. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We might do you one better. We might get those boys on the line.
Yeah.
Depending. We actually haven't asked them yet, but...
Yeah, it's true. We're fucking making empty promises right now.
That's right. But I'm sure they wouldn't say no. They like us. They used to anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot's happened since then. You don't have a hernia anymore.
That's true.
You're a different person.
Stop it, you dick. All right. We have another one coming in from Ginger Jones. Our good friend Ginger Jones.
Yes.
She goes, "I watched Hellraiser. It was so fresh in the cranium bank. So right in the money with that." Cool. "The Offspring. Oh my God, love. Totally enjoyed and related to last week's ep. And also, thanks, Tim Davis. Actually learnt more insight to the movie. Side note, I still call the box the soul box thingy."
Nice.
Well, I'm glad we educated you, Ginger.
Woohoo! I'm not the only one learning.
Next up is someone who hasn't called in for a while. Geordie Van Vuklis. He writes, "I was wondering... I was wondering if I could request a song." This is actually a discussion that me and him had. I said we don't do songs anymore, we do albums, but go for it. He said he wants us to review a band called Crazy Licks. Have you heard Crazy Licks?
I can't say I have.
Okay, so glam metal.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. The album, he believes, is called Rough Justice. So I said that we do that. Mm-hmm. So basically, this week we're doing... electro Japanese metal.
Yes.
Next week we're going to do purely pop punk with Nerdlinger, and the week after we're going to do hair metal.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm keen with this.
I'm down with this.
No worries, Jordan. We'll get onto that in the upcoming weeks.
Rough Justice.
Yeah. Actually, I heard the song and it's actually pretty cool.
I don't know why. As soon as you said Rough Justice, I just imagined a weird TV show about a dog that's a cop.
Okay.
Rough Justice.
Oh my God. You could make money with this.
No, I steal my ideas.
Trademark it right now. All right, our last one comes in from our good friend, Mr. Ryan Kent.
Ah, yes.
He writes in, "Dearest Mr. Tim and Mr. Ben, I hope this finds you well as I ponder whether to email or Facebook message. Well, you got to us. Yeah, you guys, if you want to do it, contact us and you don't really know how, you can totally do it on Facebook email. Yeah. I check that regularly, so either that or the Hotmail account. But yeah, I would like to know your top 10 horror movies that are available free on YouTube. I'm currently watching the fan film Never Hike Alone. Nice. Based on Mr. Tim's recommendation from an early podcast, and it's quite enjoyable. Also, I'm a lazy fuck who couldn't be asked going to a store and buying what's not already on Netflix. Love and yoga poses, Mr. Cunt. he did another email saying, I mean Mr. Kent, damn auto.
Love it.
All right, Mr. Kent. Mr. Cunt. So, on YouTube, there are a lot of free movies, like full feature-length movies.
Oh, yeah, there's heaps, man.
But it's hard to find them. Because if you go on Google and type in Google, Google will give you movies, but a lot of them have been removed. So you have to go digging. But I came up with a list of some, I wouldn't call them my top 10, but some movies that are good that are available on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a lot of vampire movies recently for something that me and the Padded Room Network have coming up. So there's a movie called Vamp out. That's pretty fun. 80s vampire film. Another one that I saw was Vampire Hunter D, which is an animation.
I saw you post that you'd watch that.
Yeah, which isn't bad. Others are Tales from the Crypt, the original movie, which is from the 70s. Actually, pretty good. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, really?
Grizzly, which is exactly what you think it is about, a grizzly bear. Motel Hell, which is pretty much a complete ripoff of Texas Chainsaw Massacre in a lot of ways.
Ah, yeah.
Cannibal Holocaust. Do I need to say much more
really?
About it?
Really?
Yes. Available on YouTube. Prom Night, Sleepaway Camp, Reanimator. All good 80s films. Trick or Treat. Now, I'm not talking about the one that we reviewed. I'm talking about the one that was made by Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons. The 1986 horror movie, Trick or Treat. We'll have to do that one day.
Yes.
This is one that I watched. I talked about last week's episode, and I watched. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
But it's free if you want to watch it. Jaws 5.
Oh, yeah.
Cruel Jaws.
Couldn't even finish it?
Dude, in the first 5 minutes, they... Okay, you know I said they took out scenes of Jaws?
Yeah, yeah.
They stole, like, actual dialogue from the movies. So it's basically Jaws 2. Yeah, dude. And in, like...
That seems funny.
Oh, man, they stole so much.
That's so good.
In the first 5 minutes, I counted, like, 10 things from different shark movies.
That's so fucking funny.
If you haven't listened to our last episode... You can now because Hellraiser is free on YouTube.
Yeah, nice.
So you can do that now. And one that would relate to what we're doing now is Crystal Lake Memories. Is worth a shot if you have seen all the Friday 13th movies. This is basically a documentary about how they made it all. It goes for 5 hours, but it's incredible. I love it. And if you want to... Yeah.
Fuck,
but it goes through every single movie, including Jason X and Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh, really?
Even the remake has got interviews with the cast and crew.
Yeah, cool.
How they did everything. So it's actually a really interesting watch. I wouldn't suggest watching it in one sitting.
Yeah, no, but just something to work your way through.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, that's nice. Basically what I'm doing now while watching these movies. I'm going back and watching the movies from the documentary.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah. So, that was it for Listener Mail. Thank you to everyone who contacted us.
Thanks, guys.
And I believe that Benjamin has a question to be answered and to ask.
Indeed, as always.
We'll get to Ben's question of the week.
Ben's question of the week.
Timothy?
Yep.
It is time.
Ooh.
It is time to read the answers for our question of the week last week.
Yeah, boy.
The question of the week last week was...
Yep.
What... is the stupidest plot in a movie?
We had some good answers.
We did have some good answers.
All right, hit me
Without
up.
Without further ado, let's get to them.
Okay.
Sean Blinky Sullivan.
Blinky.
Leprechaun 4 in space. Yeah. I'm actually honestly surprised he didn't say the Greasy Strangler.
Yeah, good point.
Greg Baliotis, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Fuck yeah, Greg. Good one. I didn't actually think of that.
Mr. Kent.
Mr. Cunt.
Killer Condom.
Yeah. I remember when me and him watched that together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were like 9. I was sleeping over his and it was on SBS.
That's fucking... Yeah, that's like one of those weird ones. You just turn on at like 2 in the morning and just be like, I have no idea what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, and like one of those movies that you just could not turn off.
No,
like,
no
what
way.
What the fuck?
As soon as you watch 30 seconds, you've committed too much. That's... You just have to see what happens.
Yeah.
Ryan Sorkness. I can't remember the name of the movie, but it ended up being a Catholic-financed horror movie with heavy undertones of, you guessed it, Catholic rules. Fucking horrible.
It doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good, eh? James Moho.
Fuck's sakes.
Jaws 7.
I'm gonna pretend you said Jaws 5, and we'll just go with that.
Jaws 7. Miss Monica, we get out.
Now, okay, I want to address this because this isn't something that at first I found controversial, but then I thought about it, and she has a good point, man.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Get Out, have you?
I have not.
Okay. Okay, to anyone listening out there, think about it long and hard. Think about the plot of, not Greasy Strangler, Get Out. And it is kind of, in some ways, stupid.
Yeah.
I know it takes from what we're going through right now, but when you really think about it, it is a kind of a stupid plot. So I do agree with Monica.
Fair on enough. That.
I can't say too much because I don't want to ruin it for you.
Yeah, fair.
And I feel it's cool. One that we might do.
Okay, cool. So, but don't ruin it then.
Yeah.
You know what's funny though? When I was first reading through these answers, I didn't actually read Miss Monica's one as her answer. I read it as a reply to Moho.
Oh,
so when he said Jaws 7, it's like she just went, get out. I was like, fuck, that's perfect.
I'm gonna pretend that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I know, right? Ginger Jones, The Greasy Strangler.
Yeah.
I'm not putting shit on the movie because I think it's a great cheese fest.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like a good fondue? But plot-wise, no words. I completely agree. I love that movie, but fuck it. It's the stupidest plot.
Look, she is right because like, if someone came up to you randomly and said, what's The Greasy Strangler about? What would you actually say? Like,
I don't know. I wouldn't even bother trying to explain the side details. I would tell them just quite literally, it's a guy who gets covered in grease and strangles people.
Yeah.
It's like the only way. As soon as you start trying to explain more detail about it, it just sounds fucking weirder.
Yeah. Well, you can go into smart terms like the downrange of a father and son's relationship if you really want to get deep into it.
I'm not doing that because I don't think that movie has that many levels.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I think it's as straightforward as it could be. And our good friend Alan says, all the Friday the 13th after 3. I love the series, but come on. Stop going back to the campground where everyone gets murdered. That's freaking stupid. I would totally agree with him.
Fuck you, Alan, for making me laugh. He does have a point, though, I guess.
He does. He has a fucking fantastic point. How are people not learning?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Oh,
anyone silly. Else?
Well, I don't believe so. I think that was the bottom of the list. No, that's it.
Cool.
Beautiful. Thanks, right, guys. We appreciate your answers as always. And now for the question for next week.
Yay.
Now, this one is actually going to be slightly different, guys. This one is actually a little bit less horror related and more about you guys.
It's personal.
That's right. It's personal. We want to get to know our friends and family here on Horror for Dummies. So we want to know, where are you guys from? Let us know where you're listening from. Tell us a bit about yourself.
We want to know where in the world are you listening from?
Whoa, that was fucking weird.
Yeah, we want to know if we have international listeners. I know we have American listeners out there, but we want to know if there's anywhere else in the world so we can try to avoid to make fun of those countries.
We're probably still going to do it.
Yeah, probably.
At least we'll know who we're upsetting.
We are Australians, as you can tell. We are from...
Get it up, yeah.
The great city of Wollongong. We're just on the outskirts of Sydney.
Yeah, but we're better than Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney's fucking shit.
Sydney's fucking that shit now.
That's why we moved away from Sydney.
Yeah, that's right, eh?
Anyway, until next time, we'll get back with Ben's question of said week.
Yeah, that's right.
Now it's time to actually talk about a movie in feature presentation.
And now for our feature presentation.
Oh, my sweet, innocent Jason. My only child. Jason. You let him drown. You never paid any attention.
You know what's funny is, and we did not plan this in the slightest, but last Friday was Friday the 13th.
It was indeed.
And yeah, I didn't even think that when I said we're going to do Friday the 13th, I didn't look up the calendar.
It just worked out perfectly. Yeah. Hey?
How good is that?
That was awesome.
Anyway, so we are finally showing Ben Friday the 13th, the original, the original slasher.
Yeah.
Let's actually talk about that before we actually start that. Now, this is, some would say that the original slasher is Psycho or Black Christmas. Some would say it's Halloween. But the real true answer, what really started the slasher subgenre, is Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That really took to all these other slashers. So basically, let me put it this way. In 1980, now I'm not giving you exact numbers, but this is just like basically what it was. In 1980, there was about, I don't know, 27 slasher movies made.
Yeah, okay.
And then because of the success of this, so the budget of this movie, Friday the 13th, was $550,000.
Yeah.
Its box office was $59.8 million.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Because of that, in 1981, there was about 93 slasher movies made. In 1982, there was about 122 slasher films made.
Yeah, right,
and
okay.
And it continued and continued until it kind of died out in the late 80s.
Yeah, okay.
But it's because of this movie that we got slashers.
Fuck yeah.
Some are great. Some are mediocre. Some are goddamn horrible, like The Mutilator.
But with a name like that, how could it fail?
Dude, okay. The Mutilator has a great cover.
Oh, really?
That I got suckered into.
And lures you in.
Oh, man, it's a fucking, I won't ever show you The Mutilator. I fucking hate that movie. Anyway, so this movie, The Friday the 13th, comes from 1980. 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. The cast is Adrienne King as Alice.
Yes.
Little fact about her. She took hiatus from acting because of a stalker, because of this movie, who was an obsessive fan. Yes. Now, you haven't seen part two, but she is in part two.
Okay.
And she only agreed to do part two if it was a very small part.
Okay.
This stalking got pretty hectic, like to the point where she had a gun pulled to her head. So it freaked her out a lot.
That's fucking heavy.
Yeah, man. Some people are fucked. Jeannie Taylor as Marcy.
Yes.
She was the axe victim.
Yes.
Now, I have put these characters' names down, but I've also put how they died, yes, so you cool. can remember. Because this goes into one of my dislikes. We'll get into that later.
Yes.
She's actually only done one other thing, acting-wise.
Oh, really?
Which was The Royal Romance of Charles and Diana, which was a TV movie in 82. It sounds boring as fuck, I know.
It sounds super fucking boring.
Robbie Morgan as Annie, who was the first victim. The first present-day victim.
Yes.
I had a little crush on her.
She's a little bit cute.
Some people... Did you find her annoying at all?
A little bit.
Really?
She was way too chirpy. She had the sun shining out of her ass, and everything was great. That's not life. All right.
See, everyone has a problem with her. I find
irrit.
I actually have a little soft spot for her.
She's a bit cute, but fucking yeah.
Apparently, she's very, very nice in real life.
I can imagine that.
Harry Crosby as Bill, who was the guy that died last, the arrows guy. When they found and he had all the arrows.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He is the son of entertainer Bing Crosby.
Seriously?
Yep.
That's hectic.
Yeah. Laurie Bartram, who played Brenda, she was the striptease Monopoly girl.
Yes.
She sadly died in 2007 from cancer.
Oh.
And she was a full-blown Christian.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mark Nelson as Ned.
Yep.
Who was the throat slit victim.
Yep.
The funny dickhead guy. Yep. He did a lot of TV shows after this. Law and Order. Nothing major.
Okay.
Peter Brower as Steve Christie,
mm-hmm.
who was the owner of the camp.
Yep.
Betsy Palmer as Mrs. Voorhees.
Yes.
She died in 2015 at the age of 88, and I don't really need to say much more about her.
Yeah.
You kind of, everyone knows who Betsy Palmer is. Walt Gurney as Crazy Ralph.
Ah, Crazy Ralph.
Yes. He died in 2004. For real. But everyone thought that he died in 89. So
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know. It was just back there, like one of those, you know how like a celebrity dies.
Yeah.
And then they found out it's false.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happened, but there was no internet to find out.
So everyone thought he was dead like 15 years before he actually died.
Yeah. So when he actually was revealed that he died, everyone's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. No one really cared because they're like, yeah, we thought that 15 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us something else new. Poor Ralph.
Arlie Lehman as Jason.
Yeah.
The first Jason. Funny enough, he's in a band called First Jason.
Oh, yeah, right.
They're kind of. Oh, look, I'm not going to be mean or something like that, but they're not that great.
Yeah, fair
enough. I was listening to them before, and I was going to play you a snippet, but it's not really worth it.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he tries a bit too hard, and he pushes it down people's throats. Yep. He's all over social media and trying to promote his band. Yeah.
How long has he been doing that? Is it like
recent? No, it's been going for a while now. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And last but not least, some guy called Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
As Jack.
He's best last name ever.
Bacon.
Bacon. Okay. Everybody loves bacon.
That's true. He was the one with the arrow through the throat.
Yes.
And do I really need to talk about what he's done? Everyone knows who Kevin Bacon is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we don't have enough time to go into that.
No, we don't. All right, this is directed by Sean S. Cunningham, who hasn't really directed much, but he's produced basically every Friday the 13th and the games. Cool. He also produced the movie House, which is one that I want to do because it's a lot of fun.
Okay, cool.
Written by Victor Miller, who was a complete asshole.
Fair enough.
Look, okay, he's not. All right, let me get you on the download, Ben. Basically, have you heard all this Friday the 13th drama and bullshit that's happening right now?
No.
So, we were meant to get a Friday the 13th movie last year, late last year. That all got canned because basically what happened is Victor Miller, the guy who wrote the original movie, the original movie.
Okay.
Is trying to reclaim the rights of the franchise.
What?
He claims he was paid only $10,000 from a movie that made $52 million. And he claims he was a freelance writer, but the production companies argue that he was a work-for-hire writer. Yeah. So it's a whole bunch of bullshit. But because of this lawsuit that's going on right now, everything's ceased, including future DLCs to the game.
Ugh.
So, yeah, it's...
What a fuck with you.
It is. I can see where he's coming from, because if he's telling the truth...
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It is. But at the same time, like, you're fucking... But if it's
just a cash grab and you're fucking everything...
You're fucking up so many people, like... They were going to do a movie last year. Like, the game's been on hold.
Yeah.
It's a sloppy mess, but... Yeah. I don't think many people were fans of...
Sloppy mess. Like you did the other day when you got home.
That's... Well, that was today, yes.
Yes, on today.
But let's... Before we continue and go into our full thoughts, let's give you a little bit of a rundown on how this movie came to life. Because it's kind of an interesting story, in a way. So both Sean Cunningham and Wes Craven worked on the film Last House on the Left. You heard of that movie?
Yes.
After that, Sean would go on to create Friday the 13th and Jason, while Wes went on to create Nightmare on Elm Street and Freddy. So these two franchises have been kind of together the whole time.
Yeah.
Sean was inspired, and he said this on record, and I actually had a massive argument with some guy on Facebook. Sean was inspired by John Carpenter's Halloween and wanted the Friday the 13th to be much more of a rollercoaster ride. He has said on interviews that he completely ripped off Halloween.
Yeah, right.
So it's no secret.
Yeah, okay.
But this film started off as nothing more than a title. The original title, the working title when they were writing the movie, was titled A Long Night at Camp Blood. It's not bad, but Friday the 13th is... It's all right. I can see that being a one-off movie, though.
Yeah.
Which is what this was meant to be.
Yeah, fair enough.
It wasn't meant to be this huge phenomenon. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But Cunningham believed in his Friday 13th moniker and quickly rushed out to place an advertisement in Variety, worried that someone else owned the rights to the title and wanting to avoid potential lawsuits. How funny is that? Yeah. Even though, look at us now.
Yeah, exactly. That didn't work.
So, yeah. All right, now it's time for us to talk about the movie in our opinion. Now, before we actually get to your opinion, I'm going to do my predictions.
Yes.
As to what I think you feel about this movie. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you my feelings of this movie.
Okay.
I don't like this movie.
Don't like it?
And I feel that you're going to be the same. That's my prediction. You're going to be pretty much, you weren't on board with it.
That I was? Yeah, I wasn't on board with it.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I got one right.
Hey, there we go.
All right, well, okay. We might be pretty much the same. Now, I'm a fan of this franchise.
Yes.
I'm a fan of Jason.
Yes.
And I can tell you right now that this is probably my least favorite in the whole series.
Yes.
This is the one that... Actually, thinking of right now, yeah, this is the one that I would not pick up. I'd pick up every other movie before this.
Yeah, fair
enough. If I was given the choice.
I haven't even seen the other ones, but I could understand that.
Yeah. So, we've got, in my opinion, the worst out of the way.
Yeah.
Now, so many people would probably be screaming at their speakers right now at me.
But again, though, are they actually fans of the movie, or are they fans of the movie because they think they're supposed to be?
Yeah, well, that's
some
what
people
I think
just
it
get
is.
Sucked in thinking, oh, it's Friday the 13th, it's the first one, therefore it must be great.
Yeah, look, but I've heard some other reviewers.
Sometimes you need to, yeah.
Some other reviewers are like, "This is a 9 out of 10." I'm like, "How?
Is it what?
How?" Okay, let's break it down. Now, nowhere. In the next 4 podcasts that we do, am I ever going to say this acting was phenomenal?
Yeah.
Because, let's be realistic.
No.
None of the Friday 13th films are going to be Godfather-esque. Yeah, no. They're not going to be Godfather-esque acting performances.
Yeah.
But this one is horrible.
Yeah.
So you can't go around going, this is a 9 out of 10 with performances like that. This film is dated.
Yes.
As fuck.
Very dated, man.
But, alright, have we got likes? I've noticed you haven't got a book here.
I know, no, I do, it's just... I fucking forgot to grab it before I went to work this morning.
Oh, okay, that's alright.
So I didn't have it with me.
That's but, okay.
As usual.
You got your
I
notes?
I got the pictures.
Okay. Well, alright, well, do you have likes that we can talk? Because I do, I'm not going to completely shit on this movie, because I do have some likes.
Look, to be honest, to start with, I sort of liked the suspense to start with, as to the mystery, who's killing who, what's going on.
Yep.
Like, I did enjoy the way that was sort of played out. To start with, I got very tired of it very quickly, though.
Okay, yep.
Because it just started getting super repetitive, and they weren't giving any more information or any more clues as to who it could be.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to play the mystery angle, you need to at least keep feeding little bits here and there to keep people interested.
Yeah.
Keep doing the same thing after all, everyone gets fucking boring.
Yes.
I like Ralph. Ralph is funny.
I love Ralph. Ralph's probably my favourite character in this film.
Yeah, I agree. He's fucking funny, man.
He is. I mean, what can you say about him?
Yeah.
It's got a death curse! Yeah.
Who fucking just stands in a cupboard till someone
opens the door? Yeah, okay, so how long was he standing in there for?
Yeah, that's right, bro! What do you do? Like, walk past people and think, I'm going to wait in here until someone opens the door.
Yeah.
That'll be a good time to talk to him.
Now, actually, that you know, if you can remember when he actually, like, after he gets out of the closet and gets on his bike and rides away... Now, I've heard people that have done visits to that park. Apparently, that path we rode down is a dead end.
Oh, really?
I find that funny that he's just going...
That's fucking hilarious.
They don't say, like, obviously not in the movie, but it would have been funny if he just came back up, going back, going, "Death curse!"
That would have been so hilarious.
And, Our friend Todd, I've always said that that's what Todd's going to grow up to be.
That's like. Definitely Todd. Todd is crazy, Ralph.
on the topic of likes, all right, look, I'm going to say that the camp, the location, is a like. Because this was the first movie to, like, how cliche is it now to have a horror movie set in a
set
camp?
Set by a lake and stuff.
Yeah, this was the first to do it.
Okay, well, fair enough.
So this camp...
That was something I hadn't taken into consideration, so yeah, true.
This camp is actually a real Boy Scout camp called Camp Nobisco.
Yeah, okay.
In New Jersey, and it's still to this day a summer camp.
Oh, cool.
And the cool thing about it is that they've, you know, the Camp Crystal Lake sign?
Yeah.
They've kept that.
That's wicked.
And they, like, they protected it, so it basically still looks the same to this
day.
That's
sick.
Yeah. So, yeah. I love the location.
Yeah.
I think it's a great, like, it's so, as I said before, it's so been done.
It's, yeah, it's super cliche now, but you've got to give it credit for the fact that it was where it started.
Yeah.
It didn't just jump on the bandwagon.
That's right, yeah.
It created the damn bandwagon.
That's right. all right. My other like is the music, and this is one of the biggest likes I have for it.
Yep.
Because, how did you find the music?
Honestly, actually, this is one of the movies where the score sort of slipped past me.
Really?
To be honest. I found it was quite good at certain points in helping in terms of the suspense, like I mentioned before.
Yep.
But on the whole, yeah, I actually didn't really...
You didn't notice it?
Yeah.
The more you watch these movies, I guess
probably means it wasn't bad. Because if it was bad, you noticed that it's shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. If you don't notice the score, it means it's good.
Yeah, that's right.
But look, Harry Manfredini did the score throughout the series.
Yep.
The thing I like about it is he used the music sparingly, but effectively.
Yes.
The music is played much to the same vein as Jaws.
Yep.
And, well, I can't really say it to you because you didn't notice it, but it he did, in a way, take from Jaws.
Yep.
He stated that he used the score much like John Williams did with score. The score cued the audience to the shark's invisible menace.
Yes.
Just the same as this did with the killer.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about the ki-ki-ki, ma-ma-ma.
Yes.
You obviously know who that is. What that is, sorry.
Yes, I know what that is.
Since you've never really seen a Jason movie, like the original Jason movies, did you know... I can't really say that because he's seen the remake and everything like that. But did you know of that, like, before seeing the remake and everything like that?
Yes.
So that's... See, I think that's why Jason is one of the big heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Because they all, like... Okay, Friday the 13th has the... Freddy has the 1-2, Freddy's Coming for You. Jaws has the iconic score. Halloween has the iconic score.
Yep.
And it's really the sound that makes these... franchise is huge.
Yeah, I would agree.
Now, there's something that really pisses me off.
Yeah.
That when people... It's on so many memes. It's like a CH and a ha ha ha. That fucking infuriates me.
I fucking knew you were going to say that.
It grinds my gears, man.
It really does.
Now, all right. For anyone that doesn't know out there, it's ki, ki-ki, like K-I.
Yeah.
Ma as M-A. It comes from Kill Her Mummy. So Manfredini spoke the words distinctively into an echo reverberation machine.
Yeah, right.
And it came out like that. Now, I know what people are thinking. It does sound like ha ha ha.
Yeah.
But it is M-A. Ma, ma, ma.
Well, there you go.
Yes. In the later sequels, some people have claimed that it is... That they have changed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. But, look, I haven't studied that too much. I don't really care about that much.
Yeah, that's right, eh?
So, yeah. All right. So, we can agree that the music was good. And you'll notice it more in the upcoming movies. The story.
Yep.
It's simple. It's to the point. A little dragged out.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is dragged out.
Very.
But if you get to the... like, okay, from what this story starts off to what it becomes...
Yep.
You'll realize it's actually a really good story.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Ridiculous, as Alan said.
Of course.
But it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. Now, this has a connection to Psycho, which I really, really enjoy. Now, you know the movie Psycho.
Yeah.
How it's Norman Bates pretending to be his mother and all that stuff, like killing for his mother. This is basically the same story, but flipped around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Victor Miller wrote it like that.
Okay, cool.
It has a few connections to Psycho, which I really found interesting and think it's cool. Yes, it can... you can say it's been ripped off.
Yeah. Yes and no.
No, but I mean, what movie script...
I think there's a difference between a rip-off and, as you say, just sort of linking it to something, or almost, in a sense, like tributing to it.
Yeah, and like, really, what movie hasn't had influences from other films?
Yeah, exactly, that's right.
So you can't really fault it on that. Look, there are things in this movie that I do like. Is there anything more that you want to add in likes? Do you want to talk about effects? Because this is half-half with me. There are effects in this that I like, effects that I don't. And I feel like I don't because they are dated.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like most of the effects that actually stood out to me were the ones that I noted that were no good because they have dated so poorly.
They have, yeah.
Unfortunately. Look,
Tom Savini did the effects on this, and he's known for, like, Dawn of the Dead is another one, and Day of the Dead and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He, back in the day, he was one of the best.
Yes.
And that was because, actually, he was in the Vietnam War. I can't remember what he did in the war. Photographer, I think. Yeah. So he actually saw gore up front.
Oh, shit. So he knew what he was looking for.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of back in the day, this was realistic as fuck. But we're talking... This movie, is like 30 years old? No, not 30, yeah. 40 years old.
Yeah.
Now, looking at it now, it is kind of... Well, let's not beat around the bush. It's fucking outdated.
Very.
The arrow through Kevin Bacon's neck. Look, there's a cool story behind that.
Yeah.
Basically, there was someone under the bed with a pump that was meant to like push the blood that goes up. Before they did it, because they only had like one shot at this.
Yeah.
Before they did it, the... thing
just because of the budget or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The thing came disconnected to the pump. So the effects master, not Tom Savini, one of the other guys, had to blow it.
Yeah.
That's why it was very delayed and the blood just then all of a sudden just gushes out. So because he had to blow it. And then like when they finished the shot, he came out from under the bed and he had blood covered all over him.
Oh, really?
Just come back down.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But yeah, some of the throat slitting.
Yeah.
You can tell with the colour of the skin.
Yes.
Anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Look,
man.
It's dated. It's dated.
Unfortunately, yeah, they didn't hold up well.
That's right. Yeah. Alright, well, let's get into the dislikes of this movie.
Yep.
Because I feel like you're holding on to that.
No, I'm not holding on to, man. Like, I'm not stinging to slam it or anything.
Yeah.
I just it just didn't really grab me, this movie.
Alright.
But, yeah.
Well, let's talk about dislikes. The acting.
Yeah, the acting was pretty average.
You don't go into a Friday 13th movie for acting.
That's exactly right. I was going to say, I feel like generally speaking, I suppose if you go for a stereotypical slasher, you're not looking for it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There are slashers, of course, that ignore that, as you say, like Halloween and stuff.
Yeah.
They've got good act, or some do, some don't. But
yeah.
Yeah. But you know, stereotypically, you're not going for a slasher for a fucking a masterpiece in that sense.
No, you're going for a fun rollercoaster ride.
Exactly, bro.
This is what these series of movies are, is because obviously we've missed the train. This is like Saw to us.
Yeah.
How they came out every year. You basically just went there. Some went there to see what the twists and all that stuff, but the majority of people, myself included, they just wanted to see people get fucked up and die.
Exactly.
And this is what those movies are.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know if you agree with me. Betsy Palmer's performance is pretty good.
Yes.
And she's the only one.
Yes, yeah? I would agree. Besides Ralph.
Yeah, actually, no.
Ralph is definitely crazy.
Yeah, well, you can't... See, he could be a really bad actor, but I think it was his character.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
You can actually...
Well, yeah, if he was trying to play a serious person, he probably would have sucked out loud at it. But the fact that he was playing Crazy Ralph just worked perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. He comes back in part two as well. So you'll get to see more of him. What was I going to say? Oh, okay. Betsy Palmer. There was that part right at the end where Mrs. Voorhees and Alice were fighting.
Yes.
And Mrs. Voorhees slaps Alice.
Yes.
So, Betsy Palmer is a stage actor.
Yep.
And on stage, these things are real.
Yes.
So, Betsy Palmer smacked Alice in the face for real.
Yeah.
And got told off. Well, really? Didn't get told off, but like I said, that's not how we do it on camera.
Just roll with it. Just do it.
Yeah, apparently Alice got really upset about it. And she's a little baby because, oh, I got a gun pond in my head. Whatever.
It's all about you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, another thing I didn't like about this movie was the misdirection.
Yeah?
The fact, okay. You knew that Miss Voice was a killer.
Yeah, I knew that already.
This is really kind of... So, look, I'd love to talk to someone that didn't know...
Yeah, that and see if they put anything together.
Yeah, because like the thing I don't like about it is you never meet Mrs. Voorhees.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said to you like earlier when I said, yeah, they're playing the who is it angle the whole time.
Yeah.
But they're not progressing that angle.
No.
They keep it a mystery for the first couple of kills, but then they just keep it a mystery the whole time without leaving any little hints here or there as to who it could be.
That's right.
You know? There's not one person who constantly just seems to go missing just before the kills happen, and you sit there going, I wonder if it's them, because they're never there.
There were two things that pointed out to me.
Yeah.
Steve Christie had the Jeep, the same Jeep that
yes,
the killer used.
I did notice that, but yep. There was also the fact that Little Miss Sunshine got killed before, and then it cuts straight to the campsite. And Steve's already there.
Yeah.
So it...
That's true.
It doesn't marry up.
That's true.
So that just rules him out straight away.
The other one I had was Bill, who had the machete.
Yes.
With the snake.
Yes.
Oh, before we continue, that snake kill was completely real.
I thought so. That looked way too real to have been...
Yeah. We'll continue. Let me just finish this. So the snake scene was never in the script.
Okay.
They were actually just in the camp because they stayed all there, like, yeah, during the filming of it and like that. And they came across this snake, and back then, that's what you used to do.
Yeah.
So they put it in the movie.
That's fair enough, yeah. At that point, there was, no one had fucking campaign against it.
Well, no, but I still think it's wrong. But anyway, I mean, the snake's not fucking hurting anyone. Anyway, so yeah, Bill had the machete, and when he cut the snake up, like it stayed in his face for a few seconds too long, and that could be an indication of like, oh, maybe he's the killer.
Yeah, okay.
But those are the only two things I can pick up on.
Okay, see, that I didn't pick up on. It's, and then, like I said, that sort of simple. Ruled, for me, that ruled Steve out straight away. So I was like, besides that, they don't really play that angle much, but they just keep going with the mystery thing, and I'm like, it's kind of boring when you're not... If it's not feeding you anything to keep you guessing or keep you changing your idea of who it might be, it's like a really boring angle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially then when it turns out to be a character you haven't even been introduced to.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like, whoa, what the fuck? I didn't see that coming. You're just like, who the fuck are you? Where did you come from?
Yeah.
You feel kind of robbed.
I know. Like, if this first came out, like, if you were alive in the 80s and this came out and you went and saw it, like, I want to know how people's reaction was then. Like,
yeah.
Who the fuck's this? Who's this bitch?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Introduce her at the diner or something. Something simple just to...
Yeah.
I don't know. These are just our opinions, but yeah.
No, I agree.
My last point, the last thing I disliked about this movie is the pacing. It's slow. It's boring.
So fucking slow, man. You know, it's like... It's kind of a downfall of mine that I have a short attention span.
Yes.
With movies like that. So this was just fucking that dull for me.
Oh, yeah. I know. Look, when giving you this movie, I kind of wanted to tell you that, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, look, I needed you to see it. I couldn't just chuck you into part two.
Nah.
You know?
Nah, man. That's the whole point of this is, like, to fucking show me this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It was fucking... Yeah, the pacing is just so incredibly slow for the whole movie.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. Look, I feel you'll have more fun with the other movies.
Yeah, cool.
You'll have somewhat a better time.
Yeah.
Look, part two is one of my favourites.
Cool.
In the series, so I feel like you'll have a better time.
Nice.
With this. Look, do you have anything more to add?
Not really, just little random things I noticed throughout it.
Yeah, hit me up.
For instance, I'm trying to remember, fucking, I've wrote notes, but, oh yeah, what's with all the guys wearing fucking tiny denim shorts? They're all in fucking Daisy Dukes, bro.
Yeah, the fashion in the 80s was great.
What the hell? The first time I saw it, I was like, are you for real? When it goes to Steve wearing fucking little Daisy Dukes, God. No shirt, and a red fucking bandana around his neck.
Dude got a little bit creepy.
I know, it was fucking weird as. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Or the fucking the cop. How super serious is the cop, man? Okay,
before we continue about the cop, did you like his motorbike riding?
Where it looked like he almost fell off.
Yeah, well, okay, he's an actor. This is going back to what Jaleesa asked me. He's an actor, not a real policeman, Jaleesa.
Yeah.
But he's never ridden a motorbike in his life.
Oh, really?
No, so that's why. I believe he did say, this is all in camp, Crystal Lake Memories.
Yeah.
He did stack it.
Oh, really?
They just cut that part out. So, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. If anyone can correct me on this, please do. Or I suppose anyone really could if you just pause the DVD. But
yeah.
It was just something I swear I noticed as it was going past. When they're playing Strip Monopoly, and I think Brenda has a roll, and she's like, oh, double sixes. That means it's my turn again.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she rolled a 2 and a 1.
Really?
They were not double sixes at fucking all.
Now that you say
it. Lying slut, Brent.
Now that you say it, I do remember the dice being kind of bare.
Yeah.
And a lot whiter than it should be.
I'm pretty sure, I swear. I didn't pause it. It was just something I swear I saw as it goes past. And I swear it was like a 2 and a 1.
Yeah.
It was not sixes at all.
Now, okay, the strip monopoly part. Now, another thing, correct me if I'm wrong, because I was kind of in and out of this movie, but. So, what happened? He was... no, let me think for a second. She kind of fucked up the rules.
Yeah.
That's right. No, she landed on a spot, Alice, and then told someone else to take clothing off. Shouldn't it be her who has to pay rent, therefore take
the clothes off? Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure that's what I saw.
Unless
I may be wrong.
Unless maybe she landed on her own space. Maybe if you land on your own, you get to tell someone. Maybe. If you land on someone else's, you got to give one.
Okay, that's
maybe
strange.
Maybe.
Let's not play Strip Monopoly.
I still just find the concept of Strip Monopoly weird.
It is. And, like, why do you have to stop a whole game when your car's... Like, just go to your car, then come back.
Yeah, exactly.
And why didn't she put her whole clothes on?
I know, eh?
She just went out in the rain jacket. Okay.
I don't understand.
All right.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of funny parts in this movie,
yeah,
the thing that always makes me laugh is Steve Christie, how he goes, I'm going to go into town. And then it cuts to him like 20 minutes later and he's just at the diner by himself.
Oh no, he's just sitting there doing fuck all.
Yeah, what a dick.
He's just sitting in the diner like drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you are a fucking lazy bastard. Just get everyone else doing all your shit for
you.
But yeah. That, I think... there's a scene, I can't remember, I've just got it on my note, but I can't remember where it is. There's a scene somewhere, I think it's closer to the start, where one of the girls is playing guitar.
Yes.
And she stops playing guitar, but there's still about another 2 seconds of guitar that keeps playing, even though she's blatantly obviously stopped playing it.
Ben.
What?
Haven't you heard about Ashley Simpson?
What?
Didn't she? Wasn't she the one that got caught lip syncing on stage?
Probably. And I couldn't help it. I could not help but poke fun at it when fucking Alice and Pam were having their little showdown sort of thing, and she runs into the cabin, and so the door like opened outwards from inside.
Okay,
and she gets the rope and she ties it shut. And I'm like, that's actually pretty clever. But then she gets like a log and barricades it the other way. I'm like, that log is pushing it open, you fucking idiot. What are you doing?
That's exactly what Jaleesa pointed out to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does not make sense. I'm like, you just tied it one way and pushed it the other. What are you fucking doing, you retard?
Yeah, I know.
But more importantly, let's spend time barricading the door when we're next to two big fuck-off windows on either side. And we'll only close the little curtains on one of them. It must be fucking reinforced curtains.
Look, I always I always say this, like, when Julissa points out stupid mistakes with things like this, I always just say, look, honey, when you're in a panic state, you don't think properly.
Yeah.
Like, she always points out things like in zombie movies and stuff like that, going, yeah, why did they go that way? I'm like, look, if you're in that situation, you're not going to think straight. But in some circumstances, like in this movie,
yeah,
there's just too many fuck-ups.
I know. It's like,
really? You can't be that dumb.
Oh, bro. I agree. If it was actually happening to you, you'd just be fucking acting without thinking, just so you're doing something. But, like,
yeah,
you can't help but sit there and just go, yeah, right.
All right, well, why don't we come in with our final thoughts and score?
Yep.
You want to go first? Oh, me too.
I'll let you go first. But okay. The one thing I did want to ask what your thoughts were before we just get to that little wrap-up.
Yeah.
What was your thought on the axe death? The axe to the face?
Look, I like it. Once again, it's dated.
Yeah.
The fact that now they hit the light before it hits that girl, they did that because they wanted to show the audience that it's a real axe.
Yeah.
I can see for back then, it would have looked great.
How's hitting the light with the axe prove that it's a real axe?
The noise.
Oh, right.
The noise, because it makes it go ding.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. But, look, yeah. It, good back then. It's much like... It's probably one of my favourites out of the movie. None of them are really that great.
Nah.
But I'm guessing you're not a fan at all.
Concept of it, like axe to the face, brutal.
It's fucked up, yeah.
But fucking the way they went about it. And again, like... I don't know. I feel like it touched on a lot of stereotypes, and maybe, as you say, maybe it did it first, but like the whole slow-mo part of it and the face, just the camera angle on a face like screaming before it happened and stuff. It was like every single part of it just seemed super cliche. I was just like, that was so fucking cheesy and so rubbish.
It was, yeah. It's fun. actually, before we do our final thoughts, we better talk about this.
Yes.
The actual ending.
Yes, that's what I was thinking it just before.
Okay.
I'm glad you reminded me.
So, okay.
We're talking about when Alice is floating in the boat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before we get to that, so, why does she get in the canoe? It's like the most annoying thing in this whole movie to me is that you had this massive struggle with this woman,
yep,
and you get in the canoe, get in the car and drive away,
exactly.
Go to the cops or something.
No, that part, yeah, definitely choosing a canoe over the car is just fucking retarded.
Anyway,
the only thing I can think of is that maybe she was thinking of like floating out in the middle of the water would be safer.
Okay.
Maybe because she thought no one would be able to sneak up on her, but I'm like, you know, well, people can swim.
Well, you just chopped the killer's head off.
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about the part. Now, did you know this was happening? The Jason part at the end?
No, I did not.
Wow. Okay, did it get you? Did it scare you?
It didn't scare me at all.
Okay. All
right. I kind of didn't like it.
Yeah, okay.
I feel...
It was a dream sequence?
Yeah. One, the dream sequence. And two, I feel like it sort of just bridged... It was a random throw-in at the end to me. Like, the whole movie didn't... None of it had supernatural themes to it.
Yep.
It was all normal. And, you know, it's weird and intense, but, like, understandable for a mum to click it after her kid gets killed.
Yeah.
Like, you can understand sort of where her mindset is and, like, where she's coming from.
Yep.
But then to randomly just have the kid that was drowned, like, however many years ago, pop up at the end as well, you're kind of like, where the fuck did that come from? This movie had nothing to do with that sort of theme.
Yeah.
It feels like it was just a throw-in to possibly leave it open in case people liked it.
Yes. Yes. Now, this has been a debate on so many people's minds. Do you believe that was a dream or it really happened? Because they say they dragged her out of the lake.
Yeah, I figured it happened.
It happened? That Jason actually pulled her under?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when they say they pulled her out of the lake, I'm like, well, she had to get in there somehow.
Yeah. I think it's a dream.
Yeah.
Because you'll see my point of view more when you see part two.
Okay.
But I'd feel she just fell asleep and fell into the lake.
Okay, fair
that
enough.
That whole boy scene was just a dream. That's just my opinion. I'll ask you again after you see part two.
Okay.
And I'll explain why.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Fair enough.
But yeah.
I suppose it could be more of a dream as well, because you've got to look at the fact that for, I suppose, Jason is the, like, the same age, he or looks to be the same age he would have been when he was drowned.
Yeah.
He hasn't aged, by that being said.
Well, he drowned in 57, and this is 80.
Yeah.
So he would have been 30s, yeah. Near 30s.
Yeah, he's clearly like a teenage boy.
Exactly.
So yeah. I suppose...
Okay, that's actually my reason as to why I feel that's a dream.
Technically, he hasn't aged, but I suppose at the same time, it's not too far-fetched. Yeah. Picking on age is probably nothing when you're talking about a kid who died 20 years ago and what is like living under the sea.
Yeah, that's right.
Under the sea. So, where do you stop? Where do you start drawing lines?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. All right, let's go to our final thought. I'll start my final thoughts. Look, this is... It's a great film. In some ways. It started the slasher genre, which I'm very thankful for, because I do love the slasher genre.
Yep.
And I love this franchise. But this film, by itself, I've said this many times, that I'm not a fan of this film. I'm a fan of the franchise, just not this film.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Look, it has some things right with it, it has a lot of things wrong with it. So, because of that, I'm coming in with a 5 out of 10. It's a mediocre film to me.
Yeah.
One that, truth be told, I probably won't watch again.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Unless I'm... The only reason I watched it now is because we're doing it for the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, man, look, honestly, I probably have slightly more respect for it, knowing that it began the slasher genre, because I was unaware of that till you sort of told me that. So, in that sense, I have more respect for it. But on the whole, I'm coming in with a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
I didn't rate it. It was long, it was drawn out, it was slow. If people ask me if they should watch it, I probably wouldn't say no. I would say if they haven't seen it, to watch it at least once, so they've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's one of those movies.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't necessarily tell them they're going to enjoy it, but I would say, yeah, give it a watch just so you can see where it's coming from.
There are people out there I know Huxley... one of our listeners, he enjoyed it. He watched it for the first time a few weeks ago, and he said that he enjoyed it.
Yeah,
more than some of the others.
Fair enough.
To each their own.
Yeah, that's
I guess.
Your day. Each to their own. But yeah, it's just a little bit too slow and a bit too inconsistent for me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break now. Yes. Our good friend Paley has come in with his musical minute, and he has a song to play for it. Song. Maybe. You be the judge. Anyway, we'll be back after that with What's Under the Bed reviews.
Okay, Horror for Dummies. Paley here for the third week in a row. This might be some sort of record. I don't know how I'm going to do 4 weeks of Friday the 13th songs. Just kidding. I've got heaps of them. This one, it's a bit hardcore. It's only like 56 seconds. Post-hardcore stuff, which isn't usually my cup of tea, but it starts off with a really good Pamela Voorhees sort of soundbite. So I went with that. It's called Motherfucker Crystal Lake by Kids Like Us.
There's been too much trouble here. Did you know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned. His name was Jason.
What's Under the Bed reviews?
All right, thank you, Paley, for your half-ass song. Dude, not a fan. Not a fan of hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, just my opinion.
Fair enough.
All right. We're here to talk about two, because there's two movies that have come on Netflix recently. This first one I'm going to talk about is Romina. Look, it's R-O-M-I-N-A. Romina.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way. It's a new Mexican film that has appeared on Netflix. Funny enough, it appeared on Netflix on Friday the 13th. Now, the plot is simple. Six friends go camping at a place called Crystal Lake. How convenient.
What?
Yes. Total ripoff right there.
What?
Yeah. Look, dude, there's tribute and then there's complete ripoff.
Mm.
You be the judge.
See, that crosses that line right there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. Whew. So, this movie, right? Look, okay, the plot is simple and it's something that is up my alley. Something quick, simple. Something basically Friday the 13th is.
Yeah.
I would rather watch Friday the 13th 1,000 times over than this movie.
Ah, right.
This feels like a film school project. Mm. It has some nice scenery, but the acting, the cinematography, the editing really needed work. The editing especially. Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's spoken in Spanish, and this one is a hard one to follow. Because you ever, like, watched a Spanish film on subtitles?
I can't say I have. Oh, I've seen, like, random things of it.
Okay.
So, the kind of thing where they speak, like, a million miles an hour. Yeah. Or they say, like, two words, but it translates to, like, two lines of dialogue.
Basically, yeah.
So, you can't possibly keep up.
Look, you can't keep up with the subtitles.
Nah, that's right.
Slow down.
Slow down.
All in all, the story is confusing as fuck. And the runtime is only just short of 80 minutes. It's like...
Oh, shit.
75 minutes, something like that. So it's a really short movie.
Yeah.
But it's... It drags so long that you actually feel like you're watching a two-hour film.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, look, the only plus thing I can say about this movie is the main actress, Romina, whatever her name is, takes her shirt off a lot and she has some nice tits.
Fuck yeah.
So that's really the only positive I can say about this. The gore, there's gore in it, but it's film school project gore.
Okay.
Look, it's not a good movie. I highly sorry?
Blood and boobs.
Yeah, but like, you can go watch porn.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. I'm coming in with
porn are you watching with blood?
Yeah. I'm coming in with a 3 out of 10 on this one.
Yeah.
It's an avoid at all costs. Unless you want to see how bad it is and go nuts. Like, if you want to check it out, go for it.
Yeah.
The other film I want to talk about is a movie called How It Ends. I believe that your sister-in-law watched this film I saw.
Yes, I did see her say that.
She didn't talk to you about it?
No.
Okay. Look, the plot is, when a mysterious disaster turns a country into a war zone, a young lawyer heads west with his future father-in-law to find his pregnant wife. The cool thing about this is the lawyer and the father-in-law don't get along.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay. Look, this had me hook, line, and sinker at the start of the movie.
Yeah.
Until about halfway in, I was like, this is fucking cool. I'm digging this. So it kind of reflects to me. I'm getting married. I'm getting a new father-in-law and all that stuff. So it's kind of hitting on what I'm coming into. But what it turns into is such a disappointment.
Oh, really?
Now, I read another person's review, and they said something that sums this movie up to a T. They said, this feels like a long pilot episode.
Now,
what that means is it feels like a first episode of a TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what this was. Now, everyone, you probably hear everyone about this movie saying it's a great movie, but where the fuck was the ending? This just... Okay, you know how you say that nothing shits you more than dream sequences?
Yes.
Nothing shits me more, and this is a kind of spoiler alert, people. If you want to see the movie, somewhat a spoiler alert. Give you a second. All right, you've been warned. The thing that pisses me off the most in movies is when they don't explain what happens.
Yeah.
So in Happy Death Day, they don't explain why the fuck she's repeating it, and that's what pissed me off the most.
Yeah, okay.
In this movie, they don't explain anything.
Oh, fuck that.
It just cuts off.
That'd do my head in.
It does, and... And when people, like, because I posted this movie as I do, like, numbered it and all that stuff. Because, Darian, I'm kicking your ass. And people were like saying, "Oh, I heard the ending was shocking," and I kind of guessed it. When people said that, I was like, "They're not going to explain it, are they? They're not going to explain what the fuck this is."
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted. I just wanted to know why this country's turned to shit. Why there's ash coming from the sky? Like, give me fucking something—an alien attack or something.
Yeah, surely.
All in all, this I wouldn't call this so much a horror film. It's more of an action thriller drama. It's just another depressing apocalyptic movie. So yeah. If you are bored of those movies, because there are a million of those movies coming out lately.
So many, man.
Yeah. It had a good amount of suspense in it. Cliche character development. Oh my god.
Oh really?
Okay, so you have two people that are fighting and they have to go on a road trip together. What do you think is going to happen?
What, opposite sexes or...?
No, it's the father-in-law and the son-in-law.
Ah, but they're going to end up being best friends?
Yep.
Yep.
You can pick it. One of them's going to die. Whoops, shouldn't have spoiled it for you, but there you go. You don't have to watch this movie anymore. look, it had so much potential going for it and then it just turns to shit. It's seriously like the writers went to lunch and didn't come back.
Fucking Boo Earns.
Yeah, exactly. Don't check this out. Oh, look, man, it's hard because it started off so good.
Yeah.
And I was fucking so excited and then just really just, yeah.
Sucks to see something with so much potential just fail.
Yeah, yeah. Look, if I was going to give this a rating, I didn't actually give it a rating. If I was going to, I'd probably give it a 6 out of 10. That ending just lowered it so much for
me. Yeah, that's crap.
Yeah. Disappointing, but oh well, what do you do?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ben, so we don't have the votes for the next few weeks. Everyone knows what we're doing for the next few weeks.
That is correct.
But I believe we have a wait section to talk about.
We do.
So let's get back into Fatty Loves His Mummy.
Oh yeah, he's a big boy! Get that fatty some mud flaps for his ass! Big old jiggly fatty butt!
Alright, Fatty Loves His Mummy. So, if you have no fucking idea what we're happening right now, basically me and Ben wanted to lose weight and we had a little wager. Now, we were going to lose 4 kilos in a month, and if we didn't, I'd have to rewatch... and podcast about the movie The Mummy from 2017, the Tom Cruise abomination. And Ben would have to watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre again and talk about it again. So look, we've gone longer than a month, but that's because we had things on and stuff like that. But it's now time.
It's true, it's been a crazy time for us.
It has. It's now time to weigh in and see if we're going to review these movies. Now, we just weighed in a second ago. Benjamin!
Yes, Timothy.
I'll let you go first. Now, what weight did you start off with at the start of the month?
I was at 129 on the dot.
Beautiful. Big boy.
Yeah.
Now, what are you now?
I am currently 124.7.
Oh, boom. Ben's lost the weight.
Yeah, boy.
Ben doesn't love his mummy.
Nah, not this month.
Oh, shit. Alright, as for me, now I said a bit over a month ago that I was 128 kilos.
Yes.
I should actually get the measurements out for our lovely American listeners who don't know what it is in pounds.
Yes. Essentially, well, there's 2.2 pounds to 1 kilo. So basically, whatever we say in kilos, double it. And that's it in pounds. Double in a bit.
So what? Okay, so... 282 pounds is 128 kilos.
Yep.
Okay.
And I would have only been, 284 then?
Yeah.
I was 1 kilo heavier than you.
Pounds is depressing.
Yeah, I know, eh? But it's better for the numbers that you lose, but...
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that is true. All right, well, here's the bad news. I weighed myself, and I am only 125 kilos. I missed out by 1 kilo.
No.
Which means I'm 275 pounds.
Bruh.
So, before you, and I say you as in Darian Brock, keep cheering, here's the bad news for you. Now, my scales were off. And I know this because I went to the hospital to weigh myself because I had to for the surgery. And there got the proper big ass scales.
Yeah, yeah.
And I weighed myself on those. Yeah, that's right. And theirs, they have to be full on correct.
Yeah.
And I got in their scales, and I was 120 kilos.
What?
So I'm going off that, and I've lost 8 kilos this month. So you can fuck off with your mummy. We ain't doing it.
Tim doesn't love his mummy. No.
So I'm calling that a win.
Shit, cunt.
Now, for future plans of Fatty Loves His Mummy, I'm not doing it next month, and I have a good reason. It's because I can't fucking walk.
Yes, I fully support that.
That's for 6 weeks, so it's pretty unfair if I'm being made to do this. On top of that, Ben doesn't give a fuck.
That's also true.
I mean, you can do it if you want to.
I probably should, but I'm probably not going to.
Yeah, it's really hard to keep track of it.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of KFCs in Sydney and Wollongong. That's
really true. They're everywhere and they're delicious.
They are, yeah. So we're going to give it a miss. We'll be back maybe in a month's time. Yeah. Back with it. Once I'm healed up, man,
I feel like it needs to be a level playing field.
Yeah. If I can't fucking laugh, there's no way you're going to get me running. So, yeah. So, to all you people who thought we were going to review The Mummy,
yeah. Tim's just got two different sets of scales.
That's right. All right, now, I feel like we're forgetting something. What have we got to talk about, Ben? What do we have to talk about now?
We did the movies.
We did the fixed
presentation.
Yes.
We did What's Under the Bed.
Yes.
We've done the song. We did Fatty Loves His Mummy.
Yes.
Normally we do Voice of the People, but that's not right now.
So I believe we just go straight into what's
pumping on your iPod, I believe, would be the next part of this show, Tim.
Very good. All right, let's check out the iPod. Working 9 to 5. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. What's pumping on your iPod? Requested by our good friend Ryan Cunt, Kent, he asked us to review Baby Metal.
He did.
The movie. The song, the album, Metal Resistance.
Indeed.
It's called. All right, now, this was, I don't know about you, this was my first introduction to Baby Metal.
Yes, yeah, same actually. It was one of those things, like, I've definitely heard of them and seen, like, pictures of them to see, like, how they dress and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'd never listened to Baby Metal.
And now, like, I don't know why, because, like, all you heard about them was actual metalheads giving them shit and, like, oh, fuck off and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I heard of them. And then actual musicians like Rob Zombie sticking up for them, going, I'll give them a chance, stuff like that. But I never just, I don't know, I never thought to even check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but now we have. What are your thoughts? And I feel like yours are going to be the exact same as mine.
I do not like it.
Yeah.
I do not like it, like, pretty much at all.
Look, you summed it up perfectly, and you said a line that's basically just gone through my mind the whole time, every time listening to it.
Yeah.
Is that it? This is just music from an anime.
Yeah, it is 100% anime music. Every song.
Look, I got the album, but I struggled to listen to the whole album in one sitting.
I actually found the same thing. Yeah. Not even just in one sitting, just in general.
Yeah.
I was like halfway through the album and I was so bored, I really wanted to just change to something else and not go back to it.
Yeah.
But I figured I should listen to it at least once.
Yeah, well, that's right. You feel like you have to. Look.
Look, man, it's... that it has some catchy parts, no doubt.
Yes.
There's some catchy parts. There's probably one or two songs on there that I don't mind.
Yeah.
The rest I'm not particularly a fan of, because the other thing I found with this is... it really, really reminds me of Dragon Force. Some of it, like, they start playing just... they're just playing so fast.
Yeah.
Almost just for the sake of playing fast.
Yeah.
And, like, it's almost got, like, a video game anime kind of feel to it. And, like I... well, bottom line, it reminds me of Dragon Force, and I don't like Dragon Force. So... yeah.
I agree with you.
I think, in this case, the language barrier is really hard as well.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, for instance, you've got Rammstein. But Rammstein, when they sing, I have no idea what the actual lyrics might be or, you know, what they're actually translated to. But I feel like because they might sing it a bit slower and slightly more repetitive, maybe, that you can still sing along.
Like, yeah.
Du hast.
Yeah.
Or Fryer Fryer and things like that, you know. You know the sort of sounds they make, so you can sort of get into it. Whereas Japanese, because it's such a quick language,
yeah.
Like, I just have no fucking idea. Like, there's not even really repetitive noises for me to get onto as a hook or anything.
Yeah.
And because of that, I don't know what the song's about, and it just sounds really... yeah, it doesn't hold my attention. So no. It just gets really boring really quickly.
The thing with Rammstein and Baby Metal is, on top of the language barrier, Rammstein have riffs that continue through the song. The thing with Baby Metal I found is that they're all over the place.
Yeah.
They'll do like one cool thing and then they won't do that thing again. They'll just swap and change throughout the song. And it gets really messy to me, and I can't really follow the song.
Plus I noticed they seem to follow, on a lot of their songs, they follow the same sort of formula.
Yeah.
Like it'll be some super heavy metal riff to start with, then it'll just get like super fast and like that real Dragon Force feel to it.
Yeah.
But then it'll just go to a super anime melodic chorus.
And then it'll go something electro. And
it's just sort of like, fuck, all right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can't really keep track of it.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Look, there are some songs... I'm exactly the same with you. There are, I think, two songs on the album that I would keep.
Yeah.
Look, the one song that we're going to play today, because he requested us to play the song Karate,
That's one of the songs I actually like.
I'm on board, but at the same time, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs where it's stuck in my mind, but not for the right reasons. Like that, see ya, see ya.
Yeah, I knew straight away that was going to get stuck in my head.
It annoys me.
Yes. I will admit, it does. That little bit annoys me, but the rest of that song I actually like.
Yeah.
And again, that actually has a little bit more structure to that song. Like, that's more of a normal structure. And the chorus, I find, although I still couldn't try and mimic the sounds they make with, like, when they're singing it, I find it easier to follow.
Yeah.
So I think, it sort of sidesteps those things that I didn't like a little bit.
That's right.
Which is probably why I like it a bit more.
Can I just add to that, like, okay, I'm going to get my racist on right now. A Japanese band that has a song called Karate is basically like an Australian band. It's like Parkway Drive having a song called Shrimps on the Barbie.
Yeah, I know, fucking sausage sizzle.
But, okay, before we continue, right now, to anyone out there that's not Australian, we don't call them shrimp over here. They're called prawns to us.
You fucking pelicans.
I don't know why people call them shrimp.
Yeah, no way.
Shrimp are different. But, sorry to get my racist on, but I found that funny. Is karate even from Japan?
No.
Is it? Not?
I don't think so.
Okay, whoops.
Maybe I'm being racist now.
Either way.
But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Look, now this is going to be funny as the rating. Now, you would know we have the rating. The three rating systems we have is love it and keep it, check it out on YouTube, or throw it the fuck out. What would you give this?
Honestly, I'd give this a throw it the fuck out.
Okay.
I forced myself to listen to this album once, and I am never listening to it again.
Yeah, okay, look,
I might listen to literally, like, Karate, I can get on board with.
Yeah,
I actually like that song. But even the one other song that's on there that I kind of tolerated, I still would not go out of my way to listen to again. I think I just disliked it less than I disliked the rest of the album.
Yeah, okay, look, I was going to give this a check it out on YouTube, but what you just said then actually convinced me that I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'll probably delete this album as soon, like now that I don't have to listen to it again.
Yeah.
I probably won't ever listen to it ever again, even the karate song. Look, Ryan, we're sorry, man. We tried.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I don't think actually he was a fan. I just think he wanted to know our opinion. Because
probably.
We're metalheads.
Yeah.
But,
man, I know some people who think, like, who like him and think they're pretty decent. Well, each their own, but it's definitely not for me.
No. Okay, you know how I told you about the Metal Hammer World Cup?
Yeah.
So we just had the Soccer World Cup or the Football World Cup, whatever you call it. And so Metal Hammer, the metal magazine, decided to have their own World Cup where they would get bands from every country. So Parkway Drive was supporting Australia.
Yeah.
I think Avenged Sevenfold was supporting America.
Yeah.
So in the finals, it ended up coming to Rammstein versus Baby Metal.
Yeah.
Germany versus Japan, and Baby Metal won.
See, I don't get it.
Neither do I.
I don't get that, eh?
I mean, Iron Maiden was for England.
Yeah.
And that lost first round.
Yeah.
And they're much
fucking open,
better and bigger than Baby Metal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't get that.
No.
Fucking, yeah. Nah. I got no words.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's just not our thing, man.
Nah, man.
To anyone out there who likes Baby Metal, write in and tell us why. I'm curious. I'm not hating on them, because, like, I'm sure they're nice people, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just it, not, yeah, not our sound.
Some people might be into it, but it's definitely not my thing.
Yeah, no. All right, so that sums it up for what's pumping on our iPod this week.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about what we're doing next week.
Yes.
Now, you know that we're going to be talking about Friday 13th Part 2.
Indeed.
Still with our Friday 13th gig. A lot of people have been asking us if we're going to do the whole series.
Oh, yeah?
Because I originally said we'll do the first four. Now, you don't have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
We can wait till we've done the first four, but what are you thinking? Well, all of them? Or you want to stop at four?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Okay, so you want
to
make a decision?
I feel like I would like to watch the whole series anyway.
Yep.
But it's a matter of whether we do the first four as episodes, and then I just continue to watch them anyway just because I want to watch them, or whether we keep to an actual episode.
Oh, no, we can. If you want to watch them, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought maybe you'd want a break off Jason.
Oh, well, I don't know yet, because I've only watched one and it didn't really have Jason in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I can't really answer that yet.
Alright, well, how about we answer that when we get to
part four. Let's answer it when we finish part four.
Yeah, okay.
That's a little surprise for you.
Alright, so we are doing part two. We're going to talk about Jason more in the next episode.
Yeah.
On top of that, Huxley, your wish has been granted. We're going to talk about Nerdlinger's newest album.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Nerdlinger? I suggest you go and check them out.
Definitely.
Not because we're friends with them, but because they are a decent band.
They're a fucking very good band.
But, and I haven't really heard their album, their newest album yet.
Yeah.
So I may be on the fence about that one. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, for anyone who's like never listened to them before, if you want to know what we're going to be talking about, yeah, it's Nerdlinger. It's pretty much like punk as fuck.
Yeah.
So, and if punk is your bag or you're open to the idea, then definitely check it out. And the new album we're going to be checking out is called Happy Place.
Ah, that's what it's called. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll be doing that next week. But until then, please check us out at Horror for Dummies at Facebook, or you can send us a message at horrorfordummies@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
All that cool stuff. If you would like to really impress us and make our dicks hard, you can go over to the Padded Room podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star. We would like that, and especially if you say that we're doing this for Horror for Dummies.
Yeah, fuck
that.
Yeah.
Would make our boss and God and Saviour, Mr. Darian Brock, really happy.
The big D.
The biggest D of them all. Oh, happy birthday to the big D, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday, bro.
It was his birthday yesterday, I believe.
It was.
Keep up with those lipstick marks, Darian. He knows what we're talking about. Anyway, so this has been episode 100. Oh, no.
100 fuck me.
Episode.
We've done so many Friday the 13ths.
Hopefully I'll have my laughing muscles back next week.
My laughing muscles. Yeah. That we got put back in.
Oh, we may be recording a bit earlier next week because I'm getting married next week.
Yeah, he is.
So
Tim's about to be the happiest girl in the world.
Got my dress all picked
out. I know, you're going to be so pretty.
Yeah, you got to speak to
get done with your hair?
Fair, shaving it off. He's going to pretend I'm a cancer patient.
You walk down the aisle with like an IV or something.
Oh, that hurt. Alright, well, I got to leave now. I've got to go take a shit because I can feel this laxative playing up on me.
Yucky.
It's going to be sloppy.
And I'm going to leave before I see it playing
no,
up on him.
Actually, dude, I actually need you. This is going to be really awkward. I can't bend over to wipe. Can you please help me?
Fuck off.
Please?
Oh, I'm going to make you stand in the shit.
No!
Shit in the shower so you can hose down afterwards.
I did that the other day. Because no one was here to help me.
Alright guys, this is going to get fucking weird.
This is the struggles of not having stomach muscles.
The struggle is real.
Alright, pray for Tim.
And pray for Ben.
Alright, we love you. Ben, say goodbye.
Bye.
Dip!